game coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
From the Pat Moody Studios, news is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The economic impact of the UAW strike against General Motors goes a lot deeper than you may think. Automotive analyst John McElroy says the more than a month-long work stoppage has a huge trickle-down effect.
They have caused at least 120,000 supplier workers to be out of work for a month, and they don't get any strike pay, and they don't get any signing bonus. It has really hurt a lot of suppliers. I've talked to a number of them that are going to report losses for this time period in the tens of millions of dollars.
On top of that, McElroy points to data which shows each strike against GM causes the automaker to lose market share. He says a new way of bargaining needs to be discussed or conceived. State officials said this week when the September unemployment rate was released that it did not include the UAW GM strike, and the jobless rate is expected to be higher next month from the current 4.2% as a result. The Benton Township Police Department is looking for a suspect after a 16-year-old was shot on Saturday afternoon. Officers were called to Spectrum Health Lakeland on a report of a gunshot victim. When they arrived, they were told that the victim and two friends had been walking south on Agard Street near McCann Street around 1:15 p.m. when a black Jeep Cherokee approached them. A backseat passenger brandished a handgun through the window and fired three shots. The victim was hit in the cheek. The Cherokee then took off south on Agard, turning onto McCann and going out of view. The victim's friends took him to the emergency room where he was being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police do not yet have a suspect. Anybody with information on the shooting is asked to contact the Benton Township Police Department. Flavored vaping products are once again allowed on Michigan store shelves now that a judge has issued an injunction against Governor Whitmer's ban. However, Bering County Health Department Communications Manager Jillian Conrad says the risk to young people is as high as ever. She says those vaping products are used by 1 in 5 teens at a time when regular smoking had gotten low.
We know that e-cigarette companies are owned by Big Tobacco, that they are creating a new generation of nicotine addicts that are more likely to also use traditional cigarettes and or move to traditional cigarettes at some point in their life.
Conrad says the argument that e-cigarettes are better than smoking is not something that she can stand behind.
Vapes are not just water vapor. You know, e-cigarette aerosol that users are breathing from the device can contain a lot of harmful and addicting substances. First and foremost, nicotine.
Conrad says there have been nearly 1,500 vaping-related illnesses around the country with symptoms that include an inability to breathe. One of the more than 30 deaths has been in Michigan. Anybody who wants to know more about the risks of vaping can reach out to the Bering County Health Department. In sports, losses yesterday for the Bears, Lions, and the Blackhawks. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.